1960s anti-war activist Bill Weyer's speaking appearance tonight at Florida State University is creating controversy. State Representative David Rivera, vice chairman of the Education Appropriations Committee, has condemned the invitation to Ayers, calling it a disgrace. And members of the student organization College Republicans plan a protest. John Fermala is chairman of the FSU branch.
We question the Institute for Liberal Studies, you know, judgment when it comes to finding the most substantive speaker they could have on the subject. We think they just wanted to, stir up controversy, which seems to be what a lot of times they're more interested in. I mean, they're more interested in that than, you know, actually bringing in people who would, you know, best serve the students by, you know, giving students something that they can actually learn from and not just come and see a media circus, which is what they're going to get tonight.
Ayers is being paid $5,000 for his speech, which will strictly be on education reform, though he will take questions on any topic after the speech. $4,000 is coming from the aforementioned Institute for Liberal Studies, which is funded by the Student Government Association. Ashley Findley is the director for the Institute in Liberal Studies. She says she's been taken aback by the intensely negative reaction in some quarters to the Ayers event.
From what we've gathered from the university administration, some alumni members have threatened to withdraw financial support from the university, including members of Seminole Student Boosters. So I think that's been the biggest shock. But as far as like on campus goes, obviously, our counterparts, like the Institute for Conservative Studies and College Republicans here at FSU, have been the most vocal about opposing Bill Ayers coming to speak.
Ayers is a distinguished professor at the University of Illinois Chicago, but he became famous last year after being branded a terrorist by John McCain and Sarah Palin on the campaign trail. Palin, in particular, accused Barack Obama of palling around with Ayers because they lived in the same Chicago neighborhood and served together on a community board in the 1990s. Obama condemned Ayers' illegal actions as a student radical almost 40 years ago, adding that they were never close friends. Independent analysis confirmed the two never did have much of a relationship. Ayers told the Tallahassee Democrat today that threats had been made against him. John Fermala from the College Republicans admits he knows nothing about Ayers' education policies, but questions how much the Institute for Liberal Studies cares about that part of Ayers versus his radical past.
I think someone can become sort of a symbol of domestic terrorism, even if they're not actively, you know, he's not actively trying to blow up government buildings anymore, but he is, you know, he's a self-avowed, you know, terrorist. He's someone who Barack Obama himself distanced himself from. So I'm not sure what real credence Barack Obama is going to give his education policies if he worked as hard as did to distance himself from, you know, Bill Ayers during the election.
And formally also questions the use of university monies to bring the former member of the Weather Underground to Tallahassee.
We also think that in a time where the budget is tight, to spend $5,000 to bring in a speaker such as Bill Ayers is, you know, a pretty gross mismanagement of taxpayer money and students' tuition money.
Ashley Findley with the Institute for Liberal Studies admits that Ayers' speaking fee was a consideration in inviting him to the Tallahassee campus.
That we had this money that we needed to use, and we've been trying for an entire semester to bring someone like Howard Zinn, but this university just does not have the money. So Bill Ayers is quite well known for his work on education reform. So we decided to bring him to come speak on that since he was within our budget.